Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's Jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Because some niggas lick the blunt like,
oh, yeah.
Like, nigga, hold on, cuz. You want me to hit that? He grabbed the chicken wings, put them in the tater chip bag, shook the bag up.
And the seasoning
rolled,
from
and he rolled them back out. And I was like, nigga, give me six of them wings.
Check it out.
When me and you go on the road in a couple of weeks, I get to see you perform, nigga.
I get to see your show.
I'll be on the side rocking like a motherfucker. Like, oh, nigga, I'm up.
Oh, nigga, I'm up.
$300.
About $300.
$300.
Mama, this is Sparta.
This is the most fun I've ever had doing an interview of 5-10.
What show am I on?
Finally, I'm on TV.
After a few podcasts in my day, this takes the fucking cake.
The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, live with your boy, T-Pain.
Welcome to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. I am your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Vanessa Fraction, a.k.a. Action Fraction, the main attraction, your partner's distraction.
And I am Pip, a.k.a. Mr. Fresh Prince, a.k.a. Mr. God Damn!
I can't stress enough.
Boy, I knew she was going to be ready this time, because now...
I can't stress enough how much we about to flex on you stupid bitches out there.
This is a big flex, my boy. This is super flex.
This is one of the biggest flexes.
It is.
Mostly flexing on 85 South. No, we love y'all, bro. We love y'all. But still, we did it too. This is a huge flex for us. This is a legendary moment. I don't have the words.
Heart palpitations.
Is
it palpa or pulpa?
Palpa.
Oh, palpa. Thank you, friend. Palpa.
Palpa, which comes from the Greek word.
Mm-hmm. Palpalization.
Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi. Right. I don't know. Look, we got a motherfucking legend in the building. We're not going to take up a lot of his time with all the antics that we usually do because you fuck niggas is waiting on it. And I know you thought it was a goddamn game. Ooh. You thought it was Photoshop.
You thought it was.
Yeah.
That's what you thought it was.
Yeah, you thought it was that. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for the one, the motherfucking only.
Yeah. It is one of those.
Slim Deal Double Jam! You thought it was a game, and now look at yourself. You thought we was playing.
It's not
is
Twitch.
It real?
It is not real.
Is it Memorex or is it for real?
That's what I'm talking about, Snoop D-O-double-G.
Hey, man, it's an honor and a pleasure to be here.
That's impossible.
Yeah, I mean, it's true because I seen the request line when y'all was doing the interview, and Nessa was like, you think Snoop will come on the show?
Nice.
She calls you out.
Yeah, that's your cowboy. Y'all know I was in the A too, so it's like that nigga can't run. He can't say anything. We shoot at night too. I know his movie be done by the. Y'all had y'all shit together, my nigga.
Man, I appreciate that, dude. Thank you for watching.
Of course,
that means a lot. But man, it's not. Now that you've been doing a lot, your entire life. I don't know how you balance this or how you do everything and also be hot, but still.
Yeah.
And keep smooth skin. Come on,
Give it up for smooth skin, please.
I mean, can you give me the regiment? Because I need
all
it.
Of my
he
life.
Definitely needs it.
Shut the fuck up.
Never.
I'm also an owner and proprietor of Smooth Skin.
Yes,
so,
you are.
So, you know.
I mean, you ain't never said shit to me.
I don't think you're salvageable, my nigga.
That's how about you the unhealed.
I thought we was better than that, my boy.
I thought you was good, though. You put all that lotion on before these shit.
I'm talking about you lather.
Did you have a fucking meat before you got here?
I'm talking about white shit on.
He man, got some, he got some of that shit on me. He had so much shit on.
Snoop, how the fuck have you been, bro? How's life?
Pain. It's been a roller coaster, but I've been enjoying the ride on some real
roller
shit.
Roller coasters
lately.
Are fun.
They are, really though.
You never know what you're gonna get.
Right. I've been enjoying my ride, man. Like I've been having so much fun. I'm like a grandfather now.
Woo! Oh, and, man.
And I'm respected in the game as an uncle.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, you getting a treat when you're able to be respected by your peers, and then the young generation still acknowledge you and still want information from you and still want you a part of their music. So
absolutely.
It's like I treat this shit like, you know, music is just a part of my life, and I don't feel like I'm gonna ever get old. I feel like I'm gonna always be relevant.
Oh,
and
man.
The people keep me relevant by always requesting me. So it is what it is.
Give it up for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. Bro,
yeah.
That's what everybody strives for, man. The point in your life where you're at right now, that's what everybody wants to do. Like, we always hear about people quitting after the hard part when the first year of their career, and then, you know, you come back or you go through like a little trials and tribulations, you're on top, and then you're not, and then you get back on top, and then maybe not, and then it comes back. But you have been pretty fucking steady the entire time. And I think me personally, from knowing what we all know publicly, I would say, would you say you have the dream career?
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to complete the dream. I think I'm in a dream. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. As far as like being able to manifest some of the ideas and things that I thought of and bring them to life.
Yeah.
But I think once my biopic comes out, and I'm able to look at it.
Oh, wow.
You know, I want to be able to look at my life too, because I ain't been able to watch my highlights because I got a game.
We don't get to see it.
that's what people don't understand. Is like, I don't watch my highlights because I got a game to play tomorrow.
Mm. Right.
So,
exactly.
So if I'm busy watching my highlights, I can't get caught up with what my next move gonna be.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, we put together our shows and shit, and then we don't get to see the show.
Right.
We get to
well, when me and you go on the road in a couple of weeks, I get to see you perform.
I get to see your show.
I'll be seeing.
Hey,
I'll be on the side rocking like. Like a motherfucker, like,
damn. Holidays and day. We're gonna make this work. We're gonna make this work.
T-Pain, you know I love that song with you and Dreezy, cuz.
Nice. Oh, Close to You.
Yeah. God damn that record.
That's one of my favorites too.
Dreezy is like my daughter, right?
Yeah.
I love her like that. So when I heard that record, I was like, God damn, this nigga T-Pain don't quit. He
that
went,
was some soulful
nigga,
shit.
Nigga, that shit right there.
It was some soulful shit, because I didn't know who Dreezy was when they sent it to me. And I was like, I don't give a fuck who this person is. It's a dope-ass song. Like, this shit, it was so good. And then I met Dreezy. She's such a stand-up a person, you know what I mean? And such a great person and down to earth and really, you know, just handled her business correctly. She was, like, bossing it in the whole video shoot. And I was like, man, this is
Hey, T-Pain, I'm going to ask you what people ask me. How do you pick who you going to get down with?
I would love to hear this. This is interesting here.
The way I pick who I'm going to get down with is if I know what the intentions are.
Right.
Like, I know when I can rock with somebody, but I also know when they, like, if we get T-Pain on the record, it'll be, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, right. I know when that feeling is like, do you really rock with me, or you think everybody else rock with me, so
it's a good look.
Right, it's a good look. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But I know when people rock with me. Now, it's a strong feeling for me, because I see the good in everybody. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if you can be a terrible, evil fucking person, I'm going to find something you did or something that I feel in you, or you said hello to me correctly. Like, there's some good in that person. I'm going to fuck with that person. But, you know, I know how much to give people.
Right.
I think that's my barometer.
That's your gift.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's when you call me for some shit, I know how much to give you. I know how much you're going to give a fuck about what I give you.
Right.
So
if a nigga say I need you in the video and I need you this, then you know a nigga care.
Right. Yeah, I need all that. But if a nigga just say, hey man, I just want you on the song, you ain't gotta do nothing else. Like, you know he calling for the favor. Just to say, I got T-Pain on this bitch too. Like,
it was 10 years ago and everybody was T-Pain, and then you...
Yeah, then, I mean, well, nobody needed to, so that was pretty cool at the time, too.
No, that was groovy like a drive-in movie, homie, on some real shit. You inspired me when I got that record from Shorty Red. Shout out to Shorty Red from
that. Shout out Shorty Red, man.
He sends me a record, right? And he's singing on the record. But he like, Unc, I want you to have it. And I'm like, nigga, you know I don't sing, cause I'm rapping. So I get the record and I hear the motherfucker. I'm like, okay, I can fuck with this. I'm like, let me put a little T-Pain on it, cause nigga wasn't calling it auto-tune. Nigga was calling it T-Pain. Nigga said, put a little T-Pain on my voice. That's too much, cuz. That's too much.
Take some of that pain off.
I want to hear me on top of the T-Pain, because I think I can sing, and I think the T-Pain would be perfect up under me, because I ain't going to call the nigga and ask him to be on the song. Because now I'm using him like them other niggas was trying to do. So I'm going to do it myself.
Yeah.
And we pulled it off, my nigga, and it was a great record.
Right.
And I seen how you appreciated that, and that made me feel good that you didn't feel it. like this nigga stepping on my toes, none of that. You appreciated the record, and it was made in Atlanta, so... It was actually y'all record that was given to me, and I just took it to a whole nother level.
Shout out to that, please.
What was the record?
Hell yeah.
What was the record?
Sensual Seduction.
Oh, why y'all trying to fight seduction. Me? I
ain't know what the producer was. Come on, bro. We talked about this already. We talked about this. Now, Snoop, right. I'm going to just ask you in front of everybody. Mm-mm. I'm going to ask you in front of everybody, and you got to answer because there's a lot of people in here.
Right.
Let me sing the hook to that on the tour.
I would love.
Oh my gosh!
I want to bring it in.
I would love.
I want when you're about to do it. Yes. I want it to happen slow. Are you bringing a band?
Yeah.
Oh, it's over. Oh, yep. I'll talk to your band. Yep. We'll let you know how this is going. Yeah.
Bring me in. I'm coming back out.
Vanessa,
bring me in.
I'm coming back out for fucking Sexual Eruption.
We can hit Sexual Eruption and we can hit Boom. Remember, we got that
and
too.
Boom.
You gotta do Boom.
Oh, man.
We gotta do Boom. Boom. Boom.
Boom. That's what it is.
There it is. Boy, you for y'all.
Y'all.
Oh, yeah. Don't play with Boom. Don't play with Boom.
Toast to the Boom, goddammit.
Yeah, toast to the
toast
Boom.
To the boom. Toast Hello. To the Boom. Toast to the Boom. Toast to the Boom.
Now, I normally don't drink T-Pain, but I walked in your facility and it was more liquor than John Wayne's living room.
Facility.
Niggas just standing behind a bar with just
I appreciate you, man.
Bottles of shit everywhere. I'm
I appreciate
like,
you, man. You've joined the Smokers Club. Did you know that? You didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
There's only been three people that have smoked in my house. Mm-hmm. That's Justin Bieber, Bun B, and now Snoop Dogg.
Nice. Bun B is my peer, but Justin's my nephew. So, I mean,
you've joined the Smokers Club. Shout out to the Smokers Club.
Well, I mean, he's kind of like a little bit of Smokers Club because the first time I met him was Boom. And a nigga had 50 blunts rolled up. And I text Alizé and I said, hey, I'm getting high tonight. Walked in with two blunts. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
I didn't get high no more.
Nigga, it's been COVID since then. Nigga, the procedure's different now.
You can't share.
Hey, God damn.
You cannot share.
I'm just off the liquor.
Let me tell you something. I've never seen somebody roll a blunt so fast.
Oh, no.
And accurate.
No, he said he got to do that shit himself now.
Yeah, I've seen some fast blunt rollers, but it's always been trash blunts.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, after COVID, nigga had to do it by himself because some niggas licked the blunt like, oh,
yeah.
Like, nigga, hold on, cuz. You want me to hit that? Nigga.
He be giving the cigar head.
I don't think fire can put that
they
shit out.
They hit it with the fire. I was going to say. They hit it with the lighter.
They hit it with the lighter, motherfucker.
The
ocean.
No. The fire kills the germs.
Yeah.
Who told niggas that?
I don't know, man. It's been niggas do be believing some weird shit.
Niggas told them that.
Just put the fire on it, cuz. It's going to burn the germs.
It's going to kill the germs.
Don't worry about nothing, cuz.
99% of germs can't fucking last
on fire.
Fire never
does. I've seen one of my DJs fuck a girl in a pool before. Just a random chick in Jamaica in a pool, and we was like, bro, we all know you didn't use a rubber. And he was like, nah, the chlorine
gonna kill everything.
Whoa. I don't know if that's
real nigga though. Real nigga gonna say that shit.
You tried it.
That's not fire retardant.
You tried it. That's why your dick ass you. That's why your dick ass you right now. You in there fucking the chlorine with
but
no
dog, condom. Dog, you gotta catch us up on things that have been happening in the last year. Because you haven't been chilling. But I know for a fact there's like some behind the scenes shit that you're like, niggas don't even know I'm doing this. And mm-hmm. this is some of the biggest shit. We know you're getting checks all across the goddamn world. Just to see things like the cookbook.
Right.
And we got to talk about that too, because we don't have to talk about the actual cookbook, but you know, you dropped the cookbook the same time I dropped the drink book. Mm. And I think it's absolutely the time to start pairing food and drinks right. together. Mm. And we need to right. make this motherfucking yeah. gangster gourmet yeah. cookbook.
So, yeah, I'm with you.
You know, but just like catch us up, man. Like, I know there's some stuff behind the scenes. Let us know, bro. What you got?
I've been doing a little bit of everything. I'm out here right now in Atlanta shooting a movie called The Underdogs. It's a football movie, sort of kind of like the Bad News Bears.
Oh, yeah.
I created this movie because I wanted to put together something that could be reminiscent of my football league that I started. Mm-hmm, and something mm-hmm, where I could mm-hmm. have a positive message about me being, you know, a role model or whatnot. And that's what ends up happening in this movie. Jeez. And I'm working on a television series right now for the label that I acquired.
Come on now.
Top of the year.
I think we all know what's going on.
I told you it was the label that pays me. Yeah. Shout out to that.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. So I just made an announcement about my biopic, mm-hmm, which mm-hmm. we finally gonna get Snoop Dogg's life story on the big screen. I'm not gonna break it down into no TV series. This is a motion picture. Mm. Mm-hmm. So, and then we working on this kids program I got called Doggyland that I dropped for YouTube for kids. It's so inspirational, so fundamentally correct and educational for the kids, for the babies. Because for many years, Payne, the babies would come up to me, whether they was 1, 2, 3 years old. Snoop yeah. Dogg, we love you. And I never had nothing for them. Mm-hmm, so I wanted mm-hmm. to make some things that was dedicated to them, because now I'm a grandfather and I got grandkids and I see what they watch, mm-hmm. whether it's Coco Melon or this mm-hmm. show or that show.
Yeah.
So I created some things like that with me doing educational things for the kids, and I feel good about that because I'm able to give them something as opposed to them knowing me and learning me
yeah.
and me not having anything to give to them.
That's so fire. Please give it up for that. Thank you. Good God. Lord. God damn it.
Hey, but you know what?
Oh, I love that.
I think I, in the biopic, if I ain't start shooting it, I think I could play you. Because look, watch
this.
No, watch this.
Child.
No.
11-year-old.
Hear me out. Hear me out.
I'd love to hear
you. You do look like 11-year-old.
I got the hair. I got some hair up under here, right?
He had the whole
thing. Hold on.
Yeah, but you're 5'2.
I can do that too.
But I'm just saying. I'm saying.
It could be the 8-year-old Snoop when my mom would be like, Snoopy, come out here and do that dance.
But see, I would have got to that part. I would have just wore stilts if they needed me to. I would have wore the stilts, and then I could have been a little
that's
bit taller
help,
if they needed
bro.
Me to.
That's not going
to
help.
That's not going to help, but I can play the pants don't look a little messed up.
I could play the little Snoop Dogg.
You could.
I don't think so.
You
I don't think so.
I could. I mean,
well, Snoop.
You do look like family, though, cuz.
See what I'm saying? Regardless of what the fuck they be saying about
just
a nigga,
the
nigga, you know what I'm saying?
Snoop,
I'm
you just saying. Just, you can't just put him in the family.
Nigga,
he ain't
Drake
got
now.
The same skin,
the same
if you know
color.
What I mean.
He's the same color as us.
I know
skin.
They got digital magic, but nigga.
But Snoop, going through all that, man, and having all those things going on, and really doing, you know, your due diligence and bringing your career to crazy heights. Even after it's been going crazy heights for so long, the most important question we ask on the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast, how is your mental health?
Mental health check!
You fucking up his heart.
I'm trying to put this in the questionnaire.
Well, my mental health was straight till that shit came on. What the fuck was that? Nigga, I thought Michael Myers or some motherfucking body was going to come out. God damn. That is quite challenging to ask that question and push that button and to fuck a nigga whole shit up. Like, my shit is,
Literally what the button is for. It's
see,
a button.
I pissed myself a second ago.
Nah, my mental health is straight. It's always been good. Like I've been able to deal with my shit on another level. Like, I've seeked, you know, counseling and, you know, real help
mm-hmm.
and real conversations and dealing with certain things head on, whether it was counseling with my wife or just counseling with me, with my anger issues and just things that I deal with.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to learn how to deal with it myself, as far as like to gain control of my mental stability and to start separating myself from people who created mm-hmm. some of those, you know, atmospheres for me.
Right.
You know, because I choose to be around love and peace and tranquility. And it's like, if I don't have that around me, then that's what I'm going to become. So I'd rather have that around me because that's who I am.
Damn. Fuck.
That's pretty deep.
God damn it. Well, all right. Some of y'all niggas is fired after that.
Yeah. Hit that glass door.
Nah, man, that's, you know, surround yourself with what you want to be. That's as simple as it can get, but as profound as
we don't know that in the beginning, though. We never know that.
You're never going to know that in the beginning. Have you seen fucking Meek Mill's travel party lately?
Nigga, if you look back at me in the 90s, I had about 100 niggas with me. I don't even know half the niggas that was with me. You're like, where my room key at, cuz? Who was you?
Nah, that's what it is, man. But the good news, like, when people, you know, when we do stuff like that and we have people around us and we bring people along, we want them to have this journey. We want them to have that happiness that we've pursued for so long.
But we build entitlement when we do that.
That is true.
Because some of the people in that circle don't know how to take that opportunity and make the most of it.
Real regular.
And then they feel like...
that shit get normal to niggas. And it's like, nigga, where's my suite at?
Yeah. Yeah. Sweet.
Then they feel like they're part of your journey as far as the success because they were there, but you didn't put in that work. It was I don't even know what I called it, but it was something that I said when I got my star, my Walk of Fame star in Hollywood. I was doing my speech, and I didn't have no written speech.
Yeah.
And I just was looking around the crowd, and I seen my mother, I seen Dre, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Quincy Jones, Warren G. And I just thought about all the shit I did. I was like, shit, I want to thank me.
That was my favorite part
of the speech.
You did a good job.
That was super important.
Yeah. And that was self-esteem more than cocky.
Yeah,
that was
absolutely.
Like building mental stability and self-esteem within yourself to where I don't rely on y'all to pat me on the back to say I did a good job.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell myself I did a good job so I can stay strong in case y'all don't feel I did a good job.
That was spiritual as hell. That was so...
Yeah.
I wrote in my journal that evening when I saw you get your walk of fame when you said, I want to thank me. I want to thank me for staying in there. I want to thank me for doing... And you just listed all this stuff. And I thought to myself, I mean, it makes me teary even talking about it now because... You do so much, and yes, people are along for the journey. Yes, people will support you.
Yeah.
But you were the motherfucker that got up when you didn't want. Yeah. You were the one at 3-4 in the morning crying when other motherfuckers treat you. Did all these things. You helped your family get to where they needed to go. And you're the first person I heard that said it. And like you said, it wasn't even cocky. It just.
It was right.
It was right.
He did it.
It was correct.
I want to thank me for everything that I stood there and stayed strong. That was so good and so inspirational for so many people. And I want to thank you for saying that.
That helps a lot of people, bro. That helps a lot of people when we do shit like that. And, you know, just let people know not only what we're going through, but how we overcome it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not enough to just say, you know, there's going to be bad times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you see somebody that traverses all the shit that we've traversed, and especially, you know, with the dog, like, that's, you know, that's a whole goddamn another set of 20 years that niggas ain't even ready to go through the first 10.
Yeah.
You could have made so many other choices.
That would have been
so many other choices.
Like, so to see you come out of the other end and still not be finished and still, you know, are able to congratulate yourself and still think about yourself in these things and still show niggas how things can happen.
Yes, sir.
If you take action and make it happen.
If you take action and make it happen.
That's right. Blueprint.
Yeah. Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what, Snoop. I don't know. He said he don't be drinking.
I'm not getting no refill, nigga. That's what I'm not going to do. Don't even bring the refill lady in the kitchen. I'm just saying.
It's not a refill. We good. Something. I'm just saying, but
I don't drink, Payne. I told you I'm coming out my comfort zone. I'm trying to.
The good thing is you don't have to. But I tell you what, we gonna get some drinks from Payne. I need a refill.
I need a refill.
So, Snoop, I don't know if you know, but my wife is a certified mixologist. My wife is a certified mixologist. Every episode
went straight
of the podcast.
To drinking the cup. You said you ain't want none.
What kind of nigga you think I am? You gonna give me something free and think I ain't gonna take it, nigga?
My wife is a certified mixologist. Every episode of the podcast, she makes the guests their own drink. It's their own recipe, but You gave us a recipe.
I did?
Oh. You did. You did. You said drink it.
Talk to him, Queen. Talk to him.
So they said that you like Minute Maid fruit punch, yes, only in the carton.
Mm-hmm. Only in the carton. Only in the carton. None of that bottle shit.
Dry ginger ale and a splash of Tito's.
Hello.
There we go.
All of that is in there.
And it do taste good.
Thank you. It's all the things you like.
And I like how you put that crippin' around it, too.
Yeah.
And yeah, I ordered those cups just for you.
I appreciate you, Queen. Thank
we
you.
We did order those cups just for you, but they, for some reason, they only let you order 20 at a time. I don't know what that is. That was a lot. So
they don't want
you
niggas to go in business.
They knew what it was. You order it from home.
If you need,
nope,
if you need
20
of these cups, we got you. We'll send them to you. You can take them with
slick.
You.
I like this.
I'm just saying. That's just
like they gonna spill. They gonna waste on a nigga.
Let me get some. Let me see what you're doing
now. Bitch, you broke it to me.
Oh shit, this is real.
Oh damn, yeah, you do like a good drink.
I do, don't I? She put all the ingredients in there that I like. What a gumbo.
Oh, my God. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 7 C's.
Yay!
That's the name of the drink. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what's in it. Go drink, 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 sip, sip, sip. It's the Net Boy Radio Podcast. We will be...
Shut it down!
Right back. Hey!
Yeah! Hope you're enjoying the podcast and your holiday. Guys, you know what I'm thankful for this season? My family, my friends, and my tushy bidet. Treat your booty to the number one gift on everybody's wish list. Give your loved ones an experience they'll never forget, like the best dump of their lives with Hello Tushy Bidet. It's a gift that's backed by more than 1 million shiny, clean bottoms. Here's a fun fact you can pull out of your ass when holiday conversations get a little tense. Poop particles from wiping live on your hands for 7 days, spreading to everything that you touch. Don't pass the gravy, Uncle Dan. Please do not pass the gravy. Washing hands free with Hello Tushy Bidet gets you 2 times cleaner than using toilet paper alone. Hello Tushy is a modern bidet attachment that's eco-friendly, easy to install, and affordable for every pooping household. Washes your bum for fresh water for a way better clean than toilet paper. Simply spray and pat dry. You won't believe how much you'll save on buying toilet paper. The Tushy attaches to your existing toilet with no electrician or plumber needed. And it installs in under 8.5 minutes. Make the restroom your best room with the complete Tushy system, including the Tushy Bidet attachment, ottoman, toilet brush, and Tushy stands and tissues. Every Hello Tushy Bidet attachment comes with a 60-day risk-free guarantee and a 12-month warranty. With over 100,000 five-star reviews, see why millions of people love Hello Tushy and be a part of taking care of business the cleaner way. It's time to turn those dinkleberries into jingleberries. Visit HelloTushy.com/T-Pain to get 10% off your first order and be on the lookout now through December for some of their biggest sales of the season. That's HelloTushy.com/T-Pain for the holiday gift of the season.
Myrtle Beach is the beach. 60 miles of bright sand, water, and a wealth of wonderful music playing day and night. You can step into a simple beach bar and discover a surprising level of exciting musical talent. A place to kick back and groove to the enticing soundtrack of the most unexpected vacations around. With nothing but good vibes floating through the warm ocean air. Plan your own music-filled trip to America's jukebox at visitmyrtlebeach.com.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica. Empathy is our best policy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Net Boy Radio Podcast. Snoop Dogg, like, what the fuck?
So he just happened to be in the building?
Oh, man.
He was just here. He was just in the neighborhood.
Just said you going to pull up.
Had to come give me something to drink, man. Pan Pan got that special thing thing for me.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's give it up for Pan Pan, guys. Absolutely.
Nice.
All right. We're going to keep this thing moving because I know you're shooting movies out here.
This is pimping, man. The music, the background music. It's like a 70s movie and shit. Nigga.
Shout out to Brian Bishop Jones.
Hey,
nigga, put some pimp. Yeah, baby. You know,
Bishop Jones.
Let me tell you something. You know, the first time I seen you, girl, I never thought that we could... ever.
Say what?
Nigga, this Pippin right here, man.
That's it. I'm telling you, man. Bishop Jones, if you need some of this.
I do.
I got the homies now. Okay. Bishop Jones, make some shit for Snoop, man. Send it to me, I'll send it to him.
You know how I go.
And then send it to me first, I'll get on the, you know what I'm saying?
I'm going to put a hook on that bitch and send it to him. Send it my way. But, Snoop.
Yes, sir.
It is time for your top five.
Top five. Top five. Top five. Hey.
What are your top five?
The Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. Top five.
Man, I've been drinking.
Yeah.
Drinking.
Yeah.
All weekend.
Yeah.
Stunting.
Yeah.
I'll be rolling up in that big body I'm hunting. Feel like freaking a Puerto Rican
when?
Like it's nothing.
When?
Hey, I'm drunk as fucking. That's the end of my discussion.
Okay.
Snoop, we usually don't think about these things beforehand, but we actually had a meeting about it.
And
we wanted to give everybody a different top five. So even if you watch the show, which you do, you can't predict what we're going to ask you.
I know, because I'm like, what the fuck is these niggas going to ask me?
This is going to be great, I'm telling you. Snoop, we came up with one, and we think it's pretty good.
Okay.
What are your top five food recipes? Either just now or from your cookbook.
I'm gonna snatch one out of my cookbook.
Snatch
Here
it.
Here we go.
Lobster thermidor.
Lobster.
Come on now, talk about it.
I've never understood the thermidor part. Now, what's going on with that?
That's the sauce. That's the sauce you put on it. You know what I'm saying?
It is the sauce.
It's the sauce, and it got like the crumbs in it too. So it's like it's
sauce
like
and sauce. Crumbs.
Yeah, but I put cornbread in mine. So
sauce, cornbread, and crumbs.
Cornbread is the crumbs.
Yeah, you make the cornbread, then you grab it, and you.
Like the weed. Like you do the weed.
I know how to do
like
that.
Like you rolling the blood.
You salt baying with fucking crushed up. Wow, what's your okay? Lobster goddamn
thermidor.
Lobster Thanos.
Yeah, I'm gonna snatch another one out of my cookbook since it's so hot right now.
Okay, what are we talking about?
We're going to go with that fried bologna sandwich with barbecue chips in the middle of it.
No!
For the crunch.
You bet.
We ain't got nothing to do that. I would have rather ate that than that pizza y'all gave me.
I mean, the pizza was the quickest thing. You're talking about shit that take time.
Damn.
Anything fried is going to take a little time.
No. Bologna, you
Bologna.
Look, I come from... We didn't even fry it on the motherfucking pan. We put it on the pot, on the thing, nigga. And then when it bubble up and get to a little bubble in the middle,
you gotta have
flip him over real quick.
You gotta
then
have
you
bubble.
Take the outside part off. Then you lay the mayonnaise down. Then you put the cheese on it. You put the tater chips on it. And my God.
Is there a tutorial? You don't put the little cut in it?
Sideways, you go bam.
The little cut, right. To put, make it make like the bubble go down.
Like the ones on the commercial and shit. Nah, like
it'll get rid of the bubble.
But you ain't tripping off the bubble. You want the juices and the sauce and all that.
Okay.
We gotta have a tutorial for this shit.
When do you take the red thing off? Do you take that off immediately?
No, you take that. You fry a little bit of that on there to get that sauce.
You want a little teensy bit of plastic poisoning before you really get that nigga cool say earlier?
Fire kill everything.
Get that motherfucker off of
Get the fuck out of here. Alright, so that's number two. The bologna sandwich. Now, speaking of bologna sandwiches, I'm doing a cookbook myself now, Snoop.
Mm-hmm.
Now I know you had some really dope shit in there, but I'm doing my cookbook for like the struggle.
Right.
So my shit is called Stress Appease and Struggle Plates.
Uh-oh.
So even though I'm teaching niggas how to make bologna sandwich, I'm teaching how to do it with an iron and a t-shirt.
You motherfucker, you gonna steam the bologna, nigga.
Damn. This is gourmet right here.
Niggas, they put that t-shirt over top of that.
I'm doing
I'm trying to figure out where they were putting a t-shirt at. press man t-shirt.
I'm doing motherfucking Doritos and burritos.
Too long, nigga. Nigga, 8 seconds. I told you, nigga.
8 seconds, nigga. I'm basically making a cookbook for prison meals.
And then you word.
Have you did the chili Doritos?
Yeah, they did shit.
Oh,
yeah,
my God. Shit. Come
they
on.
What you mean the chili Doritos?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like how they do at the corner shit. Store? Like at the corner store?
It's
like
a Walker taco?
What is it then?
It's the penitentiary shit.
It's like they put all that shit in the bag and they...
That's what they do at the corner store in like Chicago and shit. They'll put the meat and the cheese in the... Them in the Dorito bag.
Shout out to them niggas in the penitentiary bag. For creating that shit. Them niggas cold.
It got out,
niggas.
Y'all. That's where it originated.
Yeah.
Damn. Oh, shit.
All right, so that's number two.
No, that's three, nigga. I went
was
three.
What's the three?
Do I know how to count?
You said the lobster. And then bologna.
Okay, these long ass after questions, nigga.
You got to go ahead.
All right, hold on. Let's go with my chicken wings now, right? Let me tell you about my chicken wing game.
You love chicken wings.
Yeah, but this is how this recipe came. We was on tour, and my cousin Mac Sean, you know, we had like a little, we was in a white town. So, you know, they don't put seasoning salt on their chicken. Right. So the nigga Mac Sean was like, he bit one and said, this motherfucker's bland. And he said, hand me them tater chips. He grabbed the chicken wings, put them in the tater chip bag, shook the bag up,
and the seasoning
rolled,
from
and his. He rolled them back out. And I was like, nigga,
this is it.
This is it.
Just regular plain chips?
This is it.
It couldn't have been regular plain chips. It was just regular plain chips.
No, nigga, it was barbecue masterpiece chips, nigga.
Barbecue chicken. Oh my God.
The chicken didn't have no seasoning salt on it. Cub put the chicken in the bag.
But he made barbecue chicken from barbecue.
You know when
chips.
You be after show and they had shit in your dressing room.
Everything
but they
cold.
They didn't know.
Yeah.
We like seasoning salt in our shit.
You're right.
So my cousin said, you know what? Fuck all that. Give me six of them wings.
Check it out.
Throw it back out there.
That's so motherfucking good.
Nigga, I like that it.
Nigga. What is this?
Nigga, these motherfuckers is...
Do you eat the chips too, though?
The chips like cling on to the shit.
Oh my God. Now you got extra crunchy chicken.
But the way I make my shit, I break my chips all the way down.
You crush them first.
You make a crust.
You crush them.
And they like the crust on there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dust.
So when you biting into it, you like, damn, this shit is it's got four different flavors on it.
Yeah.
You can tell it got four different flavors. Four of them.
I like that.
Four flavors. Okay, so four.
That was three.
That was what we got. What we got for four? What we got for four?
$1 billion bacon.
$1 billion bacon.
Ooh. Where that at?
Now, you're going to have to...
You definitely got to do that.
Come on. Is this just regular bacon you eat with
no,
Elon
it's not.
Musk?
No, it's not. It's that Farmer John bacon.
Come on, Farmer John.
And the trick is, you put the whole pack in to see, because I don't do it the way that they on
the
commercial. Once
four
get the fuck
at a time.
Here. Fuck out of here. Throw all of the motherfuckers in at one time, squirrel them around with the fork, whoop, 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 and they go. Then what you do is then you cut them in half because they like they babies. They like baby halves, and you spin them around.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you finish, you pour some syrup on the top of
okay.
it, right?
All right.
In the pan?
Hello.
In the pan?
Hello.
In the pan?
Hello.
Okay.
Then when you pull them out, oh my God, that glaze from the syrup and
that's
the,
why we need a visual of this, because I don't know how that's gonna work with no goddamn syrup in this pan.
No visual of this. Nobody else does the things he's saying.
I'm doing this shit tomorrow.
And they're gonna burn morning. His whole living room.
Right, I'm gonna try all this shit.
I'm on this shit.
I know you be kicking without a shirt on. That shit right. gonna pop the fuck out of your ass.
And you know I fall asleep. I fall asleep a little bit.
Baking grease on the motherfucking shirtless motherfucking chest.
Oh my God. The only person I've seen do that was Rick Ross. That nigga cook a whole goddamn steak with his shirt off. Stand right there in front of the shit. Won't do nothing. He won't move.
That nigga got tough skin.
I was about to say, he can't feel it.
His whole stomach, his whole like stomach is just a callus.
Hit it back off. Just hit off his shit. Ping, ping, ping. Ping,
all right,
ping,
so
ping.
That was four. Goddamn. That, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to do the bacon thing.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Let me see. My last one would probably be...
Think about it.
Filet mignon.
Ooh. Way. Now, what's your temperature for any steak?
I'm real
420,
curious.
420, nickel.
God damn it.
Yeah, I don't know how they come out. It sounds more expensive than mine. It might be on $375.
See, I'm a medium motherfucker.
Yeah, my shit got to be black, nigga. I want my shit black. I don't want no blood, no pink.
Mine got a blue.
You eat Huggy Bucks?
I want my shit black around the edges. Then when you split him up the middle, I want him gray. I don't want him red.
I'm not dealing with you.
Really?
Yeah, I need him gray.
Now,
you got good teeth, boy. Oh shit, this
nigga
immaculate.
In the middle of a restaurant eating CDs. God damn. Snoop, you gotta try medium one time.
I tried medium, I tried motherfucking rare and all that shit. Yeah, I'm like, girl,
that's crazy.
You know, you be at them rich ass parties and they put that,
they put that
expensive ass shit in front of you.
They just put a regular alive cow on your fucking
motherfucker. You just sitting there like
eating around it.
Nigga like, yep. Then they looking at you and shit. You like, well, fuck it, I'm gonna take one real bite.
Yeah, Kool-Aid spewing out that motherfucker. You take a bite, that shit squirting out inside of your mouth. Kool-Aid all across.
Give it to the dog and shit. Oh my God. You don't do no tartar?
I think medium is where it's at, bro. Medium is where it's at. You got to do it by yourself, though. You can't have medium around people.
Right.
You gotta have it. Now, the good thing is, none of that red shit you're seeing is blood.
What is that?
That's nutrients and juice and oils and shit they put in there.
Nutrients?
What?
Because in order to cook the shit, you literally got to drain the whole
cow. Yeah, she said that's what women say. That ain't no blood.
That's nutrients and juice.
It's just discharge. It's just regular.
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, sometimes y'all be saying discharge for a lot of shit.
That word did get overused. That word.
That wasn't blood. It just had blood in it.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. But there it is. Okay. So, hockey puck steak. That was your five.
Yeah,
that's the heel.
I have my shit like slit, like little small.
Scored.
I don't know what they call that shit when they like
salt bed.
No, when they make the slices and shit, the little small.
And then they
slices.
Make it lean.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is either. Easier to eat. That's what it is. That's what the fuck it is. But y'all should be looking like slabs of a fucking shoe, probably.
Medallion or something.
Fully cooked.
God damn, this shit Jeez. Need to be gray on the inside, fully black on the outside, hockey puck slices. I get it. That's just what it is. Well, that was Snoop's top five recipes. Please tell us your favorite recipes in the comments, and we will gladly not read any of them.
Yeah.
And make sure you pick up that cookbook from Crook to Cook.
Make sure you crook pick up the cook. Wow. From Crook to
yeah.
Cook.
Hello.
God damn. Now, dude, I've been wanting to fuck with the cookbook for a while, but not as rich as you. So, are there any infused things in there? Like, what are your infused things in the cookbook?
I didn't pull none of that out because I wanted it to be more commercial to where, you know, mothers and people could use it and do their thing. So.
Okay, so there's a whole book of infused shit coming.
Yeah. Well, actually, Martha inspired me to do that book because I was cooking with her. Uh-huh, and she was like, you good. Like, dude, your shit is good. Like, you really know what you're doing. You should do a cookbook. I got about 100 of them. I'm like, damn, you got 100 cookbooks?
100.
I'm like, well, let me go and get one off real quick.
Real quick.
God damn.
Did she do the forward?
You know she did.
Oh. Hello. Wait, hold on.
I didn't even know what that shit was. No,
hold on.
You needed it. You needed it.
Now, hold
that was,
on.
That was a solid motherfucking forward right there. That was
she a real G, huh?
Yeah. She's a beautiful person. She like your auntie, like, you know, like your favorite auntie.
Yeah.
That, but at the same time, she teaches you so much etiquette, so much on how to be better. And at the same time, she ain't trying to knock you. She just teaching you. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm at the table with her and I don't know how to set the table and I'm just eating like a regular motherfucker, she like, no, you got to put the fork over here.
You know where the forks go now.
In your mouth.
In your mouth. In your mouth.
Oh my God. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Snoop's top five.
Hey,
hell yeah.
Again, tell us your top five recipes. We don't care. It's Snap Boy Radio Podcast. We will be.
Shut it down.
Right back. Snoop got the bass tonight.
Damn. No.
Right. I'm not the note.
He know where he belong in this motherfucker.
The holidays are finally here and we get to stuff our faces, eat like there's no tomorrow, and shop the best sales of the year. And I know the coolest product to cook your meats that also makes for a perfect gift. I'm talking about Meater. It's a really slick, smart meat thermometer that tracks the temperature of your meat and lets you know when it's ready to come out of the oven or grill. This way, you never undercook or overcook that juicy prime rib or roast chicken again. Plus, if you need to run to the store real quick, it comes with cloud service so you can have limitless range. The app even estimates how long your cook will take and gives you a countdown so you know how long you got to kick back, spend some time with the family, make yourself a drink, and you'll get alerted when your food is ready to eat. This isn't your uncle's barbecue setup. Meater is the real deal. Perfect for the oven, the grill, smoker. I know a lot of you like air frying right now, so that's pretty cool. You can definitely use Meater in the air fryer. Super simple, super easy. You'll get perfect, consistent results. For a limited time, shop Meater's biggest sales of the year and get 20% off. Go to meater.com and save big on the best meat thermometer out there. Take care of your holiday shopping now and shop for the chef of your life, especially if that chef is you.
On today's episode of How Fucked Up Is Fucked Up. That's fucked up.
Snoop. Snoop.
What up, though?
What's fucked up?
How women can't choose the right to have an abortion.
You better fucking know. I love that.
You better know.
I love that. That is so fucked up.
So true.
Now, there have been some votes won for in some states where we got that back.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's
with some exceptions.
It's a step
it's
in
fucked
the
up that it's fucked up we have to vote on that.
Right. Yes, it's weird. Yeah. It's weird.
How about that?
It's mm-hmm. weird. It's not even a step in the right direction, but we took like 10 steps back and we kind of coming back the other
way. Right. Mm-hmm. Leveling, you know what I'm trying saying? To level up.
It's, right. it's kind of like that song, Take Two Steps Forward and Two Steps mm-hmm. Back.
Yeah, we went back to the 70s. I don't know how that worked, but it's weird.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a weird thing.
Yeah, woman should have the right to choose, you know. No gun laws, but a abortion law. Come on, man.
Right. Okay. The shit that's killing people is
come
fine.
Come on, man.
Right.
That's reproduction, man.
Right. You'll keep a gun law that kills people, but then you won't.
Yeah. Allow people to make people a decision.
That ends, you know what I mean, before it's even there.
Right.
That's fucked up.
And when you never had a baby and understand all the things that go along
now,
with that.
Now, this is what I wanted you to speak on.
Yeah. Sometimes you're pregnant in your tube. Sometimes it's not healthy for you or the baby. Sometimes you know that the baby will not come out and live a healthy and productive life. And why put a child or a person through that?
Right.
There's so many different things that happen that you need to, it's an individual situation. There's no way that you can just pile everything together and just say, this is how we gonna do it.
Right.
Because each situation depends on how that woman and her health is, and that's between her and her doctor. And
for you to sit in there,
when you hear a man do it, that shit pisses me off more than anything. When you hear an old motherfucking man, that shit is worse than anything. Because first of all, you can't have a baby, period. That's number one. Mm. But your old motherfucking ass, you ain't even having kids. What the fuck are you talking about?
You ain't even getting pussy.
Yeah, like, much less know how it works.
Nigga watching MASH to get hard.
Get it, nigga. Not MASH, God. You walking Falcon.
Nigga,
I don't even know what the fuck's
going on. My biggest confusion is when it comes to the part where it's like, even if the mother's life
That's the thing where you can't say that. Now, I understand, like you said, 14 weeks, whatever like that. Yeah. You got to be aware of your body. Know what's going on with it. You know what I'm saying? I understand the heartbeat situation to a point.
Absolutely.
And I do understand women that don't know until after a long period of time, because our periods, which men might not know about, they can be staggered. They can be all kinds of things due to stress or whatever. So sometimes you don't know. And by the time you know, it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get that. I do get that. But again, these are decisions that
that a man shouldn't be making.
Thank you, sir.
That's fucked up.
Thank you, sir.
I understand a man shouldn't be making that decision, but even a woman shouldn't be making that decision if it's just the government. Like, isn't like you don't know.
Well, I would guess.
But I think that this government is driven by males.
It is driven by males. But I'm just saying, like, even if it's a man,
I can't see a woman suggesting that even be brought up.
There are a lot of women in the government that think that shit is the same way as men. They think in the same way as men. My thing is, man or woman, the government shouldn't have anything to do with that.
Say that.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just, that's the confusing part.
That should be the human right to be able to
make that
decision.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, damn. Well, I know they got them in the hood where they still doing it. So, you know, hit me up if y'all need a hookup.
Safely. That's what I'm saying. And they're doing that's it safely. They're providing transportation. And that's the important thing to say is that they're providing it safely. Because right. that was the thing even back in the day was who's getting these alley coat hanger ass situations because we're in dire straits. It's real shit going on. Yeah. The other thing, even for myself, I will proudly say that I have had an abortion. Mm-hmm. And I maybe wouldn't be where I am in the position that I am and as successful as I am if I wasn't able to make the type of decisions that I need to do at the time for myself.
Yeah,
you know, because I have two grown children that are prospering and doing great, but had the other things happened, I don't know what my life would have been. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever. And I'm happy to say that I was able to have it safely. So as Snoop said, there are organizations out there that still provide transportation. They provide the funding, especially for young folks, because there's a such thing as incest and rape and all type of stuff. Yes. Yeah. And that's not that it's an unwanted child, but it's an unwanted situation.
Hello. Yeah, that's the whole thing. That's what I kept hearing in the, not so much as an echo chamber, but the thing that kept coming up the most is if you permanently ban abortion, you didn't stop abortion. You stopped safe abortion.
Yes, sir.
And so you like, it's going to happen.
Oh, it's going
to
happen.
You know what I'm saying? And all that shit where people get paid to fucking tell if you fucking, if you can, you know, you snitch on people and you can.
That's the weakest shit I've ever heard.
I get it. But it's like on some, you didn't stop it from happening. You just get to.
You just punish the person because you wanted to punish them because you were judging.
Absolutely.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up.
That was cool.
Solid fucked up.
He did it.
It's fucked up.
I mean, I don't think that was. That was it.
It was it.
That needs no more elaboration, guys.
The solution is because there's runoffs in Georgia. We're in Atlanta, Georgia right now, and there's runoffs for the Senate for against Raphael Warnock and against HW or whatever. Mm-hmm, and so one of them is for women making a choice for themselves, and it's between the doctor and the woman. That's Warnock. And the other one is saying, even though he's used abortions to help his situation, Walker is saying that he is not for abortions in any shape, form, or fashion, which is, you know. So anyway, you can do something. We're about solutions, and there is a solution. You get your ass out there and vote. There's some runoffs going on. So vote.
Kablam.
Go get him.
And don't complain when you don't.
And don't let them discourage you.
Don't. Thank you. That's more positive. Thank you. Don't let them discourage you.
Now, I will say that I was kind of skeptical of voting for a while. Because my answer when everybody was like, why haven't you voted? I was always like, you show me a vote that was like, you know, decided by like one or two people, then I'll, you know. But now it is that.
It is
literally like shit's on the balance by like 50 people.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
yeah. So like I've never seen this in my life. So I'm like, now that we got the numbers now, I'm like, oh, okay.
Your vote counts. You just never paid attention to it.
Or just never did it. They just never voted. It's probably a million motherfuckers that ain't voted.
Yeah.
And they sitting there talking about.
So now it's not a million people.
We could have been did that
because we've always been shown that our votes
don't matter.
Yeah, like, we've been devalued.
We vote you in,
right?
You lie like a motherfucker while you're in front of us. And hey, nigga, we're gonna do this for you, nigga. We're gonna do this as soon as you get in. Who was them niggas?
Exactly. So that's what happens. But
it is fucked.
Main thing is it's fucked up.
Go vote. Do something about it.
Go vote.
I mean, talk about it, be about it.
Especially in 24. God damn, we got a fucking decision.
What year is this?
22.
We're 22 now.
22. Oh, you got 2 months left.
And 24.
It's a new. It's gonna be a new month.
That's the big one.
Because I don't know if Cug gonna make it that long.
Why you dumb as hell? He had a good speech the other night, though.
That nigga be
I think we got a solid backup.
Can you write that nigga a thing on the Teleprompter? Just send it to him.
Dear America.
I try to tell people when we have such a chance to make democracy a better thing. It's like, I get it.
Bless your heart.
Just have them the thing at the back. Make sure you secure your own max.
Well, just have somebody else talk for that nigga then. Damn.
I mean, we can have that, but, you know, this is America. Guys, but that's fucked up.
That is very fucked up.
Snoop, goddamn. Why?
They must have gave you the question before you got here or something.
We usually try to make those funny. That was.
I didn't know.
You were talking about it's fucked up when people fart in the elevator and shit. That's what's fucked up. He went deep. But like, no, you know what's political
that.
Up in this?
Yeah, room. No, we needed that. That's what's fucked up.
We did because this is a platform and my voice matters.
There you
Come on. If I show
I care and I'm willing to speak to that, then it'll bring more awareness to it. You feel what I'm saying?
That's so what it's
about. We use our platforms for what we do.
Get aware, nigga.
What are you doing?
I'm giving him a standing ovation.
Oh. I'll take one of those.
That's some real shit.
Absolutely.
And as silly as we are, that's some real shit.
Nah, that's what's fucked up. Snoop, let y'all niggas know. Dumb answers? Well, a lot of y'all ain't dumb. A lot of y'all are, though. Go vote, man. Go vote. Do your part. And this is Nat Boy Radio Podcast. We will be...
Shut it down!
Right back!
That was...
Oh, wow.
You're giving us different flavors.
No, he got some skills or something.
Guys, go pre-order my new book. Look at this shit. You know what I had to fight for in this fucking book? And I'm so glad that I held my ground on this. Because it was just going to be a normal joint. See how that looks? Now, what you can't tell is that all the pages are black. With gold writing. Look at that. I'm so glad I held my foot on this. Look at that. Oh, all the pages are black.
It's gorgeous.
I put my book in dark mode for y'all. You see what I did? Now if that don't deserve a pre-order, I put my book in dark mode for everybody. If y'all could just... Go pre-order this. Make this a bestseller, man. I want to have a bestseller. And it's not something that you necessarily have to read. I gave two of these to my kids today. And my daughter was like, I don't drink, but I'll take one. I know you don't drink. What are you talking about?
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s. 1975, to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie. And fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
I love my cat, Tiger. And as my best friend, we speak our own language. With that, you love your litter. He does, because I use Fresh Step Outstretch Litter. It absorbs 50% more waste and odor and requires less changing compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Less changing means more time playing. Right, Tiger? That's a yes. Find Fresh Step Outstretch Cat Litter in the pet aisle. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nat Boy Radio Podcast. Snoop D-O-double-G.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
That's what it is.
That's an
honor and a privilege to even be doing
motivation.
This.
Motivation. Happy to be here.
Hey, man. Thank you for coming.
I wanted to be here.
Man, this is going to be tough, Snoop.
Come on, make it tough. Man.
Okay.
I'm a tough kid. I'm a tough city.
Snoop, this... It's a section of the show.
Get it out, Payne. Get it out.
It's a section of the show we call Gun to Your Head.
Wow.
Don't worry about the...
Don't worry about the title.
I'm like, damn, nigga. Went from a horror movie to now some gang violence. What the fuck is going on?
I don't want the title to run y'all.
Damn.
Snoop.
Is the escape room next?
Snoop. Gun to your head, in a chair, tied up, blindfolded. The person that has you captive says, Snoop, I'll let you go right now if you can sing me a song front to back with no fuck ups that ain't yours.
Fuck.
Yeah.
What's the song?
What's the song? Front to back, no fuck ups.
That ain't yours, by the way.
Just keep in mind. Shit.
No features.
Take your time. Take your time.
I'm gonna go with The Escorts. It's a song they got called fuck.
You got time. We edit this part a lot. So. It takes a long time to think of
what is this song called? My nigga Cube won't be singing this shit. I love this song. It's called I'll Be Sweeter Tomorrow.
I'll be sweeter tomorrow?
That shit right there.
That's the one?
That shit right there.
Is this motherfucker childproof? Because I can't get the top of this bitch
you
open.
Don't need to take it off.
You don't need to. That's what little kids. It's for little kids not to do shit like that.
You short them off.
Yeah, I don't think you need that.
You're the only one. You're the only motherfucker trying to take
to
your top
it
off.
Up and shit.
What's in there?
It's tamper proof.
You know this shit? You know this shit?
I know this shit.
You know it.
You gonna put the words up there for me?
You know what? Maybe.
That's not knowing it.
Wait, when is
that? Is knowing it?
How long ago was this?
That's my key gonna come from the words.
Right. How long ago was this?
Nigga, this the '60s, nigga.
Damn.
I don't know if they fucking. I don't know if people fuck with them like that. Oh,
I got.
Play the original then. I sing along with that nigga. I sound better when I sing with him.
You know what? Maybe you have to do that.
And turn that motherfucker down.
Yeah. You know what? So I need to take your headphones off.
Okay.
Put them on the table.
Will do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's like nigga can't cheat, huh?
Yeah. Right. I don't know if you can see because you got shades on. There's a mark right there for you. You can just hit that mark for me real quick before you leave. Take this with you. Okay. Okay. Oh, man. I do this need awesome. This to...
It's because it's our plan in the future, you know, for the group and the things that we want to do in this institution and our hopes of the concept spreading to the other.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Snoop D-O-double-G singing...
The Nappy Boy Radio Song of the Week.
I'd like to dedicate this song to all the beautiful ladies in the house today.
Let's go!
1960 something. Some of you niggas were swimming in your daddy balls. Yeah. Check it out, though. This will take you back in time.
Yeah.
Way before the rhythm and the rhyme.
Come on, Snoop. Yeah. Oh, I like it.
I always like to stay home. Poppies and cues.
You got us now.
Ooh, let's go!
I know you love me. I know you love me the way I am. But inside is telling me to do more, to do more, if you can,
come on!
If you can.
Let's go!
Good God
Almighty, there's good news to you.
Today.
Come on,
yeah. Let me find that part.
Yeah. You got it.
You call me your sugar and spice girl.
Yeah.
Everything nice.
He done fucking took it there for y'all niggas.
To give you everything given me. I don't doubt myself. I know I'm doing my job. But still, I believe I can do a little bit more. A little bit more.
Out of this world.
That's it.
Listen.
Listen.
I know you love me. I know you love me the way I am. Telling me that I can do a little bit more.
Come on,
a little bit more. If you can, if you can. I got good, good news.
Good
God Almighty, ain't that news to you? Oh, girl. I say that something deep down inside is telling me that I can do a little bit more.
Come on.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen.
Damn.
Oh, my God. That was Snoop D-O-double-G singing the Escorts, I'll Be Sweeted Tomorrow.
Yeah. Ooh, baby.
And, yeah, guys, tomorrow. That was the Nappy Boy Not Radio today. Song of the Week, and this is the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. We will be...
Shut it down.
Right back.
Ooh.
That's how you do that.
He know where to go with that.
That was it.
He did it.
Come on, cuz.
Damn. Next level T-Pain Gamer Shot. Wiener's Juice. Maybe the best shot ever. I've never heard anyone can play it. Everyone says, this is the best shot I've ever had in my life. I've had many shots. A lot of people have had many shots. I don't know, folks. You could ask them yourself. I'm telling you right now, people. Listen to what I'm saying. This is the best shot ever. Maybe even the best shot I've ever had in my life. Every time I have the shot, my energy goes through the roof. And you can ask people. People always come up to me and they say, your energy shot is so good. Energy through the roof. Tremendous energy. I'm telling you now, people. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Nappy Boy Radio Podcast. Uncle Snoop.
But y'all ain't never smoked with Snoop before. To all of my ladies out there.
Oh, I have smoked with Snoop before, darling.
Truly enjoy themselves.
Man.
To the sultry, sexy, and seductive.
Do you search for certain kinds of weed now? Is it like a...
Yeah, I do. I search for free weed.
That's stupid as hell. Now.
That's unlimited.
You ain't got your own strain yet?
Niggas know I don't smoke and they hand me weed. And I know you get it all the time.
The reason why I'm working on it is because, see, free weed is better than having my own strain. And I'm going to have to give niggas free weed.
Yeah.
To do your strain. She was on the other foot at that point. You don't want to do
nigga,
that.
I know you got it, dog. I heard about your new... No, I don't got it. You got it, nigga.
When they got your face on shit, is that you? Because I could have swore I saw some raps or something of that.
That ain't any of it. That ain't me. No, but you know what? I don't call me out like that. I don't knock the hustle. So right. I look at all publicity as good publicity. So yep. When niggas take my face and my likeness and they be working it and getting their little hood politics on with it,
right?
It don't bother me.
You handled them niggas with the Snoop on the shelf, though. I thought.
Oh, I got that. I took that. Oh, I took that.
Oh my fucking god!
Oh, I took that.
That Snoop on the shelf was hot, though. It is hot. Excuse me. Holidays is coming up. Get your Snoop on the shelf, then.
They call it Snoop on the stoop.
Everybody, Snoop on the stoop. Thank you, baby.
Everybody wants to prove to you that they got the best weed.
I'm sorry.
That's, you know what,
speaking
I hate?
Speaking of Snoop on the stoop.
Oh. So you got you one?
There you go. Good job.
Snoop on the stoop.
We got it.
You know what? You know what I hate? I hate when I go in those towns and I know niggas got dirt.
they just can't
wait to get backstage and get me pounds of this bullshit.
Hey Snoop, I got a whole 2 pounds
bag
for you.
Like, nigga,
that's
glad
what I'm saying.
Bag.
But when niggas hand you shit like that, because you're like me. You're a nice fucking person.
I take it. I bring it back home, and I got a homie in the hood that be getting that shit off.
I thought you were gonna say you just put it in the fireplace, just burn it through the house.
That nigga get it off, nigga.
Like sticks
9
and
pounds for $700.
Seasonal.
Free bag, boy. That boy done made a free bag.
Hey, look, man. I know y'all expect a certain kind of quality from me, but I'm doing a fire sale tonight.
Nigga, I got this grass.
I'm just saying.
Fire selling the grass.
You just want to be high for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
You want to be high for like 10 minutes? I got you real quick. You can come in and
if
find
you got a mouth fixation and you just want to put something to your mouth. You know what I'm talking about?
That's so good.
I got everything you
I've
need.
I've always wondered that because niggas know I don't smoke and they still hand me bundled like crazy buzz. They just
but
hate
you look
it.
Like you smoked on some
you
real
do.
Shit. You just
that
look
is.
Like, you just look like a nigga that smoked. Like,
just niggas. Just
it's the hair. The first thing they was like, hey, you going to T-Pain's with the podcast? Bring some dope for him. I'm like,
He don't
smoke though. But the nigga look like it. He got dreadlocks. He dark skinned.
So that means you smoke. Nigga,
you got dreadlocks. He dark skinned.
We know.
But what about his co-host with the you know what I'm talking about with the
she
braids
do be
with
smoking.
The
oh, you blow
you
blow smoke.
Oh,
baby.
You smoke.
I'm gonna leave you with some bubble gum. Little nugget of some bubble gum to get you through the night.
Thank you, darling.
I got
you.
Some bubble gum.
What is the process of making weed taste?
Damn, y'all might have been right later.
I just don't. None of us know. We don't know. We don't fucking.
I don't even go that deep, T-Pain. Like, give me the dope.
You ain't Kevin Hart. Like, when Kevin Hart
give
over
me
the skin, you
ain't the dope. Just give us our dope.
Give us free.
Kevin
give
Hart.
Us us
Kevin Hart go to the agave farms and shit.
That bullshit. What you doing all that research for? Nigga, you don't even smoke. I'm about that life, nigga. Just give us our dope.
Yeah. Give us a dope. We'll tell you if it's good or not.
Yeah. If it's good, we'll be back.
You look at shit and you can tell if things are like substantial or not.
I have an eyeball situation where I can eyeball great weed from a distance.
Mm. Wow. Can you do it from a phone? Because if somebody sent her a picture and they say, hey, man, I got that good shit, I'm telling you, it's good shit.
I'm not that good, nigga. I'm not digitally that strong.
niggas are just sending Google pictures. Yo. You can't even trust that now.
Right.
That makes sense.
That ain't even your weed, yo.
You're right. That ain't even yours.
Damn, I ain't think Absolutely. About that. They damn, what they call it, catfishing the weed.
Absolutely. That's what bitches be doing when they be telling them, send me a picture of that pussy and they just Google a picture of my pussy.
Like,
that's not that pussy.
This is what it could have looked like if you would have got with me earlier.
I can't even see one of them.
I seen one of them.
How do you ask for that, though? Like, you know.
Niggas be high.
How do you be like, ask her, like, show me a picture of that pussy.
She offered that pussy.
I could just hear a little Boosie voice in my head. Where he said, show me that pussy.
Can I say this? Show me a picture of that pussy.
Can I ask real quick?
You can.
There's a lot of pretty ladies in the audience. How do they ask for a picture of that pussy?
Come on, man.
Come on, man.
Ain't
come
nobody
come
gonna
on,
speak
man.
Up?
Come on, man. Show
Will there
a
be one? That's it? Do you send it?
She didn't hear saying. She didn't hear saying plenty of times. That's just what it is. Well, guess
that
what?
Means know who it
means,
is, right?
That means they got them already cocked and loaded.
That's
right.
This is that same pussy picture.
Don't send me the shit you be putting on Instagram and shit.
You gotta say, send me a fresh pussy pic. Send me a fresh pussy pic. You gotta say that.
Yeah, you gotta hold up a piece of paper with the date on it and shit. I want all of it.
With their name on it.
The newspaper.
I would rather a video than a picture because I needed to move to make sure it's real.
Yeah.
Can it move? Do it talk? Do it squirt? Do it fart?
Damn! I need all of it. There it is.
You need that.
Show me that dirty clothes hamper in the back.
Pitt's acting like he be in the game. You ain't had nobody send you no shit.
Show me that clothes hamper in the back.
You not in the game?
I'm in the game. Goddamn, some of them long ass socks you made short socks out of. You folded under your foot. I know what you did, bitch.
They got that mattress.
Nasty ass room she was in. She took it.
Got that mattress on the floor and she.
Bitch, I know none of us clean our rooms. It's fine.
Damn, you couldn't afford a frame.
She in a corner. You know it's some bullshit.
Absolutely.
Like, why is you seeing all these walls, bitch? Get in the middle of the floor. Get in the middle of the floor, bitch. Let me see everything. Do a 360 of the room.
Now give me a whole thing. But shit, goddamn Snoop.
What up, Dow?
Welcome to the Trap Spelling Bee. Yeah.
Spelling bees.
Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Now who the hell?
Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Taught you how to spell? Oh yeah. Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Now who the hell?
Who the hell?
Who the hell?
Taught you how to spell?
Now Snoop, we got something special for you.
You must know I was fucking up in spelling bees in school.
I think I know every guest that we've ever had
that was fucking up on the show.
Yeah. I should be hiding like a motherfucker and they'd be like, we're gonna have the spelling bee off.
Oh, yeah, they'd be over there like, shit,
damn. Well, the good news is, Snoop, this is the trap spelling bee.
Okay, so. This good shit then. There we go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so it could, if I possibly could
you,
get it
yeah,
right.
You could yeah, fuck yeah, with yeah, this. Yeah. Now, Snoop, we got five words for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you get all of these wrong, you get nothing.
Okay.
Now, if you at least get 3 out of 5,
okay,
you get nothing. It's a podcast. We don't have shit for you.
That was a nice setup, though, because that show was waiting on something. I thought they were gonna be like, if you get 3 out of 5 right, I'll do your next album.
No,
oh,
it's a podcast. I still might do that. We got time. But right now, right here, we got nothing for you. So you got 5 words. You got the same rules as every spelling bee. You can ask to use the word in a sentence. You can ask to use the R. You can ask for the definition. You can ask for the place of origin. But also, every word you have a lifeline. The lifeline is everybody on this couch. They didn't know that before they got here, but now I'm just telling you now, that's just the couch. I'm going to hand them a mic just in case you ask them at some point.
Right.
So you got every option to ask whatever you want for those words and the couch.
Maybe asking in a song.
And song. Sometimes in the song. I don't know. now. But you got five words. You got five chances to show us who the hell taught you how to spell. Now, before we get started, when you do this, when I give you a word, when you're ready to spell it, you got to say the word, spell the word, then say the word.
And
then
damn, nigga, I'm high. That's a lot of shit.
I'm not going to lie to you, Snoop.
Say the word, spell the word, and then
what? Say the, just say it again.
Okay, say it, spell it, say it.
I'm also not going to lie to you. I think everybody in this room is fucking high.
Okay. Because thank you.
not voluntarily. Okay.
I am.
So if I give you what, you just say what? W-H-A-Y-T-E 7. What? And then I can tell you if you... Right or wrong.
Damn, nigga said E7. God right, that, damn. That
was, you gotta wrong. Be careful with this nigga from Florida, so you gotta listen to how he say this shit.
Nigga said for what?
That is true.
See?
That is true. Okay. Snoop, are you ready to...
Ready to take my spelling bee.
Okay, well, guess what? Tell us where you're from and who the hell taught you how to spell.
My name is Snoop Dogg, and I'm from Eastside Long Beach. And I think my teacher taught me how to spell in elementary school.
Okay.
You know elementary school was about keep, 1 through 6 now, because
I
can
go crazy on that motherfucker.
We're going to keep it vague. We're not going to say her name. We're not going to say her name.
Keep it vague.
I don't remember her motherfucking name, nigga. This was the 70s, nigga.
Claire. Right.
Keep it vague. All right, you ready to play Snoop? Snoop Dogg, spell! Wait a minute.
Damn. Wait a minute. What...
Yep.
Say the word again.
Wait a minute.
Use it in a sentence.
Wait a minute. Robert Earl, your daddy.
Wait a minute. Robert W-A-Y-M-I-N-I-T. Wait a minute.
I like the thought process in
that. Was hard.
Because I saw what he was doing.
Yeah. No, he did it in his hand. And then.
Yep. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I squeeze them together the way you said it. Wait, like, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm. Trash. Yeah. Wrong as hell. Okay, so. The correct spelling of wait a minute is W-A-Y-M-E-N-T. Look at your failure right there. That's wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
You see how that looks?
I thought what you was doing.
You seem to know, but the good news is you got the concept of what we're trying to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I ain't as dumb as you niggas thought I was.
Right.
Okay. Come on.
You ready to play the next one?
I'm so ready.
Snoop Dogg, spell. Show enough.
Use it in a sentence.
I show enough need to get dressed before we get here.
What is the origin of this word?
The origin is the last dragon.
Ooh, yeah. Show
we're going to go S-H-O-N-U-F-F. Show enough.
Guess what, goddammit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got it right. You got all right. Okay.
He knew it.
Taught you how to spell.
Hey.
Come on.
All
right.
Who the hell? Yeah, she taught me how to spell.
Yeah.
You see, she taught me how to spell.
Yes, she did.
And you know she did it well.
Yeah.
Because she taught me how to spell.
Snoop Dogg, spell. Partner.
Oh, use it in a sentence.
Junebug, my partner from back in the day.
What is that word? What is the origin of that word?
The South.
The South? You mean the dirty South?
The dirtiest one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, we gonna play this way. Okay? With no delay. Let me say.
Fuck.
P-O-T-N-A. Partner.
Ew!
She taught you how to spell.
My auntie taught me how to spell.
Damn.
She taught me how to spell. Very nice. P-O-T-N-A.
She taught me how to spell.
I think he know these people.
She taught me how to spell. I'm getting them all correct, so you know she taught me well.
Snoop Dogg, spell! Ganja.
Do you mean like ganja from Jamaica?
But from the trap.
Oh, you talking about trap ganja. Mm-hmm. Ja Rastafari. Bumba clot. Ganja. 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 It ain't gonna be spelled the Jamaican way.
If you spell this wrong, this is gonna be crazy. This is the one word.
Lord, help me.
Use it in a sentence.
Pass the ganja.
Weak.
Absolutely.
Well, we're going to do our thing again. We're going to let it set in.
Set in.
Sipping on Tito's instead of gin.
Come on now.
But then again, I let it blend. See, when I spell, I make sure that I win.
Oh, oh God.
What's the word again?
Ganja. Snoop Dogg spell?
Ganja. Since I'm a G, we're going to take a G. Pat, I like to buy a vowel.
Come on now.
I like to buy
Come
A.
Come on, Pat.
Okay. Is there an N up there?
Come, bing. Oh, I can't do it.
Is there a J up there? Is there an A up there? I want to go G-A-N-G-A. Ganja.
We know what he said at first, so we're not going to do the J. It was the G. He said J. He know what he said. Yeah.
You got it right. You got it right.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Who the hell taught you how to spell?
My auntie taught me how to spell. And then my mama taught me how to spell.
Taught you how to spell.
And then my teacher taught me how to spell.
Snoop Dogg spell! For sure.
I think I made this word up.
You made a verse, and
I'm gonna say why I made it up. Because I used to write raps, right? And I used to write my raps, and I used to always put that on the top of the rap for show. And then it went from for show to for shizzle. You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So the way I spell for show was this one thing for certain and two things for show.
Oh fuck!
So the way I spelt it is the way we tilt it.
Oh God, if this card is wrong, I'm gonna be so mad.
It better not be wrong.
Cause the originator is in your face.
For sure. For sure. For sure.
Oh my God.
F-A-S-H-O. For sure.
For sure.
For sure.
Who the hell taught you how to spell? My auntie, my mama, my teacher taught you how to spell. You got four out of five, Snoop. Four out of five ain't bad.
If we had something to give you, you would have got it. So that was.
I mean,
that would have been a thing.
That's just what it is. Yeah. Nah, there it is. That's a trap spelling bee. Snoop got four out of five, guys. If you could have did better, then tell us in the comments, and we will absolutely not read it. Thank y'all for even trying, though. And tell us who taught you how to spell, guys. That was the Trap Spelling Beast and that Boy Radio Podcast. We will be...
Shut it down!
Right back.
He gave us an echo.
Yeah.
I mean, but at least he on time.
I gotta be more creative.
He gave us an echo. Just in case you need music in the background of your stream, I suggest Slip.Stream. It's a new website that I actually own, so... go check that out. Has music from a lot of people, some of your favorite artists, and I'm also on there.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact. With semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch, it's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
I love my cat, Tiger. And as my best friend, we speak our own language. With that, you love your litter. He does, because I use Fresh Step Outstretch Litter. It absorbs 50% more waste and odor and requires less changing compared to Fresh Step Multicat. Less changing means more time playing. Right, Tiger? That's a yes. Find Fresh Step Outstretch Cat Litter in the pet aisle. Fresh Step is a registered trademark of the Clorox Pet Products Company. Certain trademarks used under license from the Procter & Gamble Company or its affiliates.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Netboy Radio Podcast. Pip is smoking Snoop's weed.
I like it.
He's still alive, which is, I didn't think that was going to happen.
That nigga drying up. talking about he a lot. Nigga needs some water, lotion, grease, chapstick, everything.
Coconut. He needs to drink more water.
But it's
Joba.
But that's all I need.
Avocado oil. Sunflower grapes.
If y'all was all so great, come on with the fucking solution.
I actually
we
had
did.
To
aloe vera.
Right. I had a solution.
That shit just cost too much. You just got to buy it.
See, that's the thing. On. You're not willing to put the cost. The cost to be the boss.
If it's on the shelf, it don't work.
Just go to an aloe vera tree and grab a motherfucking leaf.
That's what you
got to
do. That's what you got
to split that bitch down.
It costs to get the gloss.
He need it natural. He need it from the root.
The gel.
From the source.
That gel that come out the tree.
You need that shea to come out the thing that you
got. I got a dermatologist for this nigga, but he don't trust him because it's a white dude named Marcus. Now, I'm trying to
I'm going to be honest. I don't know how much.
I wouldn't trust him either.
I'm
going
to trust a white man named Marcus.
I'm with you on that.
It's like trusting a white man named Jerome.
Chris, what the fuck? Chris, you're supposed to make sure this shit was right. I asked you 3 hours ago if this shit was straight.
It ain't going
to
be corrected digitally, bro.
Damn.
You got to do that.
You look good, my nigga. Don't trip.
Thank you.
There we go.
Don't let nobody fuck with your confidence. Right.
Stay strong.
No!
Button game. An individual is invited into your home. They sit down and produce a button inside of a box. They say, if you hit this button, you can have any tangible thing your heart desires. This is not a magical button. It can't bring anybody back to life, and it can't make anyone fall in love with you. Your choice has to be realistic. All you have to do to get it is to hit this button. But when you hit it, a random person in this world dies. However, if you don't hit the button, the person you love most dies. Player, what do you desire enough to hit this button? Save your loved one and kill a random person. You have 5 minutes. Begin.
Yes.
It's a fucking tough question, man. You get to pick something material that you want, that when you get it, a random person in the world is gonna die. I know a lot of people just say, you know what, I don't want to pick anything, I don't want anybody to die. And then we say, if you don't pick anything, the person you love most dies.
Mm. So somebody got to die. Either a motherfucker that I love or a motherfucker that I don't know.
Yeah. Right.
Absolutely. But you got to pick the thing that's important enough to you that you don't give a fuck who the random person is as long as your people don't die. Mm. Now, I want you to think this out because it's genie rules. Now, genie rules, like, if you wish for something, we can flip it on you. You say I want the biggest house in the world. I want a big house. Yeah, that's cool. We'll put that bitch in Antarctica and you can visit wherever you fucking feel like it. You know, you say you want the biggest dick in the world. Fantastic. We'll just make everybody else's dick smaller than yours. And you keep you on the same size. But you know, you gotta have these thoughts in your head to where this shit can get flipped.
Right.
What's that one thing you would want?
What's that one thing that I would want?
Hit that button. And somebody gotta die.
That one thing that I want. Damn, is it a car? Is it a jet? Is it a house? Is it an island? Is it a...
You can give them some examples now, Payne. Now, remember
you know what, Vanessa, give them some examples.
Some examples are that Jazzy Faye said... No.
Yeah,
was Jazzy, it Jazzy Faye wanted the
Jazzy
children's
Faye
hospital?
Jazzy Faye said he wanted a children's
hospital.
Built.
Yeah. Earth Gang said they wanted a never-ending
lighter
blunt.
What that lighter that you didn't put in your goddamn pocket?
Sometimes have a lighter.
I smoked it.
A lighter that you never lose.
A lighter that you never lose. Earth Gang said they wanted an everlasting blunt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, Jacob Lattimore said he wanted a boat, but he didn't say what kind, so we gave him a kayak.
Yeah. Because I heard you say something about a yacht. Is it the yacht?
But you got to say what kind.
If you get the
Bun B said some spiritual shit.
Bun B said he wanted a new earth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How the fuck can y'all give a nigga a new earth?
Well,
it's a tangible thing. It's very possible.
You can have it.
It's possible. There are already new. There are already earths that we haven't visited.
Where?
What did somebody else say they wanted? Oh, he said they wanted a cure all, like a little cure all.
Who did that?
I forgot, but they said they wanted a cure all.
They said they wanted a cure all. Yes.
I know what I want.
What?
A fucking robot clone of Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. I like that. That way you can chill. That's pretty good.
That was solid.
That was solid as the rock. Ashford and Simpson.
You can't even say no objections on not having a robot.
Robot clone of Snoop Dogg. Yeah. You know they say we're already cloned. Like all celebrities and stuff.
Am I?
Just celebrities.
Pips, you know it ain't you. You know it ain't you.
What you mean?
They might got a little stockpile of me ready to go when I hit.
Wow.
Pip, you know they ain't cloning you, nigga. They threw your shit out.
It's cool.
They said we ain't gonna need this.
It's cool.
I want to meet my clone. Okay, fuck. But you want a robot, like specifically a robot, not a clone, like a flesh human.
Nah.
Robot version.
Yeah. Because it's like, you know, they got them little white version where they got their little faces and shit. They look
yep. With the skin on it.
You want them to like do particular things or just have it around the house and shit?
I want the nigga just be robotic. Nigga, like, do whatever he want to do. Like,
just run around blunts.
Fly. Nigga can walk walls. Nigga can stop. Robots can fly.
Robots
nigga, what you
fly?
Think a drone is? A drone is a robot.
Come on now.
He has a special drone in his back that turns him into a drone where he can fly away. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you told me what I wanted, cuz. It's what I wanted.
This ain't what you wanted.
You getting all mad and shit like it's your motherfucking shit. It's my button.
No, I'm getting mad because you beat the system. You actually won the fucking game.
And quickly.
Yeah, that was too fast. All right, so Snoop wants a robot clone of himself that can also bring fucking flaps out of his back and turn into a drone. Somebody died.
He want a transformer. Like this motherfucker.
Damn! Shit!
More than meets the eye.
Fuck, what was that section, guys? This is Never Wear Radio Podcast. We will be...
Shut it down!
Right back!
Who the fuck did that? That was you?
No.
Nigga, that was Barry White. Hey, boop, boop, yeah, boop, boop, hey, look, we about to get it bragging in this bitch. You just tuned into the latest channel, bitches, twins, and I am T-Pain, you know the OG, so when you think of legends, I am one of those kings. Oh, please, get on both knees, I'm your host tonight, so feel free to host these. I'm a big brainer, a pro gamer, other channels, lamos, oh no, they no namers. I got 5 subs, I got 20 subs, I got 50. Yeah. I can't put money off in that bank, my shit won't fit in. Yeah. I stay loyal to my bros, and you know I can't switch. Take the trash out, I better get out my face, bitch. Oh, that's what's up. Oh, that's what's up. Let's go, chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Netboy Radio Podcast. I am your homeboy T-Pain, a.k.a. your girlfriend's boyfriend.
And I am Vanessa Fraction, a.k.a. Action Fraction, the main attraction, your partner's distraction.
And I am Pip, a.k.a. Mr. Fresh Prince, a.k.a. High as a Motherfucker, a.k.a. Mr. God Damn!
Yeah!
Snoop, what's your a.k.a.s?
Big Dick Dangler, the whole strangler.
Oh, tired, yellow ribbon round the old
put the leg, both the legs up on the goddamn table. Hey.
You ain't gonna
you
say the
came
dick
here
dangler,
got
strangler.
And she got the green motherfucker.
Hold on,
ready
put
to
it
go.
Up one more.
She got a
green. Damn,
let this one up.
Green, baby.
Oh my.
Damn.
Lord.
A yellow ribbon.
Green is the money.
That was a straight. You brought the auntie out in me.
Wow,
everything.
That's
man.
Crazy.
Let me put it up to the front.
That's
Lord.
The auntie
that
at the motherfucking family reunion. They go crazy.
Was that it?
That's damn.
That's it, huh? That's just what
that's
does
all
it.
I can
every
handle.
Time. Yep, that's what it is. All right, sweet. That's how that works. All right, we got one more thing for you, Snoop.
Come on,
man. And then we're going to let you go because you're filming movies, man. You're making all the monies.
All the monies.
Hey, say man, something for us.
We're working hard and hardly working.
That's what I'm talking about, baby. Snoop, how dope are you at trivia?
I was on Family Feud. I was on Wheel of Fortune.
Damn.
So I was on a couple of them shows where, you know, trivia is key.
Okay. Yeah. Well, guess what? That's what we got for you. Now, this trivia is worth some money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Real life human American money. But the money's going to a charity. And we told you to pick a charity. You didn't pick a charity.
I did. The Snoop U Football League.
There it is.
There you go. That's...
I don't know how illegal that is, but we're going to figure it out.
Illegal.
Snoop, you ready to play the game?
I stay ready.
Well, let's make you some dumb money.
Let's go.
Snoop, like I said, it's a trivia game. We got 5 questions for you. Each question is worth some money. Now, we got 100, 200, 300, 500, 1,000. And then... all that money goes right to you, I guess. And you spend it accordingly. But we're going to make that happen. You've been on these other trivia shows.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't say if you did good or not.
Did you? I won money for my charities on those shows.
Okay, now I got to tell you, now whenever you get a question wrong... on this one, that's
I gotta
when
give
game...
you niggas some money over.
No, that's when
I
the game
tell
ends.
You niggas, like whenever you get something wrong, you owe us money. Nigga.
That's when.
Some kind of game show. I just signed up for this shit. That's you owe us $10,000 for that wrong answer.
That's when the game is over. When you get something wrong, that's when the game. So if you get the $100,
oh, you cheap ass motherfucker. You a cheap ass.
So if you get the $100 question right,
you cheap
rights,
motherfucker, you gonna quit.
That's it.
Nigga, you got
that's
hey,
it.
I'm, put the money up. The nigga didn't get it. You low ass nigga. You.
Nah, but you
all
know
this
what
money
I tell
you
them,
got
look,
there.
Hey, look, man, we only going up to $1,000. Viewer, if you feel like you can do more, we're going to put a link to the goddamn charity at the
thank
bottom
you.
Of the yeah. description and do whatever you feel like you can do.
Yeah,
if you
donate,
feel like you can
man.
Do more, donate, motherfuckers. Back it up.
Yeah!
Yeah!
But let's it's that trivia time. This shit up. Let's go.
It's that
go.
Time. All right.
He ready.
Snoop, you ready to win some dumb money?
I stay ready, so I ain't got to get ready. I want that dumb money.
That's
give
what
me that
it
dumb
is.
Money.
Snoop D-O-double-G for
dumb
100.
Dumb money.
For $100.
Damn.
If you are close to dying, you might be said to be at death's A, chimney. Is it B, window? Or is it C, patio? Or D, door?
If you are close to dying, you might be said to be at death's...
one of those.
Door.
At death's door. Now, that's D. You going with D, door. Is that your final answer? Yeah. I want you to think about this for a second.
You want me to think about it?
I mean, if
it's,
you...
It's,
if
it's,
you,
it's,
if
it's, you, it's either window or door. It's one of them motherfuckers.
Wait a minute. You can't... you can only pick one.
Because death ain't got no motherfucking window. Death has a door. And you walk through that motherfucking dot.
With your
death,
head up.
Door. D.
Door. That's it. That's her final answer?
D. She want that D.
There it is. Let's see what you got. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice. Very nice.
Dumb money. Go get that money. Go get that money.
Money.
Go get that money. Go,
money.
Go get that money. Dumb money.
Snoop.
Yeah.
You got $100.
Oh boy, I'm rich.
For your own, for your own charity. Are you ready to make $200?
Yes, I is.
Well, guess what? For Snoop, for $200, which of these film creatures is an ape? Is it A? Wait, oh, wait. Yeah, okay. Which of these film creatures is an ape? Is it A, Godzilla? Is it B, Dumbo? Is it C, King Kong? Or is it D, Ren 10 10?
I know Ren 10 10 was a dog. That's for a fact.
Who am I thinking about? I thought that was a guy.
No, Ren 10 10 was a dog back in the Disney age. Yeah, I'm talking about he was a famous dog before Lassie.
Who am I thinking about with the swoop?
I don't know. That nigga ain't Ren 10-10.
Johnny Bravo?
It's a white white crime solver.
And Lassie? He's got Lassie?
No, it's something with
two. About a man.
It's something with two of the same words.
Hmm. Ren 10-10.
What am I thinking about?
Not him. Ren 10-10 is a dog. Dumbo is a motherfucking elephant.
10-10. His name is 10-10. The dude's name is 10-10. The Adventures of 10-10. So I was kind of right.
Nah, Ren 10-10's a dog. We can look that up. And Dumbo is a motherfucking elephant.
Uh-huh.
Godzilla is a motherfucking dinosaur or some iguana. Shit. That nigga something up out the ocean. That nigga come out the ocean and blow fire.
It's an iguana dipped in whatever the Ninja Turtles was made out of.
So since this is Crip, I'm going to have to go with the sea.
Come on.
King C. Motherfucking Kong. King Long motherfucking Kong. King Kong in this bitch.
Final answer?
It's King Kong.
There it is. Let's see what you got.
Bang. More money. Yeah. Dumb money.
Snoop, are you ready to win $300?
Man, I'm trying to get rich tonight.
Well, guess what? For $300, Edward Teach, often referred to as Blackbeard, is associated with which occupation? Is it A, a pharmacist? Is it B, a puppeteer? Is it C, painting? Or is it D, piracy?
Is piracy like,
stealing niggas' music?
Yeah.
Is that? Damn, you was ready for that.
That was a good one. No, that was
you kind of knew the answer before solid. I finished the question.
No, because I'm like, I thought it was like pirates and shit, like Sinbad and them niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Because, yeah. Why not?
Either one, like pirates.
D, piracy, final answer?
No, wait, nigga, wait.
You said that's the only one you said.
I like giving.
Okay.
I'm on a TV show, nigga. I'm like, let me seem intelligent.
Yeah, God damn.
Work it out. We'll work it out in front of us then.
I don't believe he could have been a puppeteer. There's no way this nigga was doing painting.
Well, you know.
He made a painting or two, but he wasn't a painter.
Okay.
Edward Teach, often referred to as Blackbeard, is associated with which occupation? Edward Teach, nigga named Teach. Nigga name is Teach, and then they say associated with an occupation.
That ain't on there that we would think.
I know. I don't even know who this nigga is, Edward Teach. But I'm going to say the nigga was a pharmacist. Fuck it. Drug dealer.
You going to Edward Teach. This is $300.
Mm-hmm.
Edward Teach was a pharmacist.
Often referred to
as Blackbeard, is associated with which occupation? You said a
Can
pharmacist.
Can I ask if your pharmacist has a nickname?
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucking nickname is Get It Here Now! This is what
it is. The nickname is Nigga Where You At?
Alright. Edward Teach, often referred to as Blackbeard, is associated with which occupation? You said pharmacist. Is that your final answer?
You want me to say piracy, but I don't know what the fuck if this... I don't know this nigga, Edward Teach, often referred...
As Blackbeard. Have you ever heard of Blackbeard?
No.
No?
No.
Yellowbeard?
No.
Bluebeard.
Crip Cub.
I never heard of Bluebeard, but I know Yellowbeard and Blackbeard.
I don't know neither one of them bearded niggas. I don't walk around with all that shit. Like, I cut my shit off and man, my shit professionally.
That just made me think about that... Was it a Halloween or was it Christmas?
I'm going to go with piracy, cuz. Fuck it. Ride with piracy, cuz.
Ride with piracy. This made me think of I had a costume, but it was a Santa costume, but it was all blue. And everybody was asking me who I was, and I said I was Kripp Kringle. I think that was pretty solid.
Like
yeah, that was pretty. It was white and everything.
That was.
Now you switched it to D, piracy.
Because she want that D, and I'm trying to figure out if it's a pharmacist or not.
D, piracy, final answer?
This nigga Blackbeard don't sound like a motherfucking pharmacist. Don't sound like a painter or a puppeteer. The nigga's a pirate. He's a thief.
He's a thief?
That's right.
Anything with black in it.
Yeah, piracy. Yeah.
The nigga's a thief. Piracy. D is my answer. My
final answer. Let's see
D.
What you got. Oh, you made the right motherfucker.
Last minute, motherfucker.
You had said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was on that motherfucking pharmacy for a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't know if he was talking about the Sinbad, the
but he had already been. No, Sinbad, the pirate.
The pirate. Oh, is he a pirate?
Yes. So is Blackbeard, so is Yellowbeard.
I thought Sinbad was in the desert and shit. I didn't know they had water and shit.
Oh, that motherfucker's a pirate, too.
Okay. That makes sense.
Was he a pirate? What? Now you made me question
bucks.
Myself. Was he really a pirate?
I don't know. The
you
only
was
way,
right, but he was on the money and shit.
The only way I even know about Sinbad is from Popeye. The sailor.
Me too. That's what I'm saying. Like from, and, but I used to watch
bucks, 300
different
bucks,
movies.
Nigga, you got I'm up.
Okay.
Oh I like
nigga,
it
Nigga, I'm up. 300 bucks. 300 bucks. 300 bucks. Nigga, I'm up.
Oh, nigga, I'm up.
Oh, nigga, I'm up.
Oh, nigga, I'm up.
300 bucks.
About 300 bucks.
300, 300, 300, 300, 300 bucks.
Mama, this is Sparta.
I'm up $300, nigga.
That's 300 bucks. Not gonna lie. Now,
get paid, young
hey,
nigga,
man.
Get paid.
Get paid. Are you ready to take it up a notch? Snoop?
Let's go. Let's go with some like Jeopardy shit, nigga.
Well, guess what? For 500
get your
bones,
Alex Trebek on there, nigga.
Which of these is an American cocktail? Is it A, Joe Collins? Is it B, Phil Collins? Is it C, Tom Collins? Or is it D, Michael Collins? Gotta tell you now.
I like
you got
question.
A cookbook. You gotta know what kind of drink goes with your food.
Ooh.
Now it's looking bleak.
It's looking real bleak, cause you know a nigga I know who Joan Collins is. She's an actress. Phil Collins is a singer. Tom and Mike, I don't know who you niggas is.
You sound like drug
the
drinks. Process
of elimination.
I
though,
could be
yo.
Sitting right next to them niggas, be like,
who the fuck now?
I'm Tom Collins, the drink that you're drinking. I ain't drinking you, nigga.
The drink
ever, nigga.
What we got?
I'm gonna eat. It's goddamn. It's gotta be Tom or Michael. Just sound like some shit. Can I have a Michael Collins?
Dude would do.
Can I have a Tom Collins?
Ooh,
which one sound like some shit that a nigga wouldn't say?
neither one of those.
I'm not saying
niggas is usually like
a drink.
Hennessy.
Yeah,
hot. We got a hot Hennessy.
Can I get a T-Pain?
That's
what?
It.
What is that?
This is tequila in a cup. Give
so
it
now
to
they
me.
Got they got Tom Ford.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
He popping.
Yeah, it's popping.
So I'm thinking that Tom is hot. You got Tom Brady.
Ooh.
Okay.
You put a lot of randomly irrelevant stuff.
Hey, see, he working it out. He working it out.
Hey, look, man, I like the thought process. I don't know where it's going, but
and
go ahead.
I love to see Tommy the Clown when they be dancing. They be fucking
it up.
Oh,
damn, yeah. Shout out to Tommy the Clown.
They be fucking it up.
Damn.
So, and then I like the Tom Tom Club. They got a song that was the shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know the words to that?
That was it.
Oh,
you didn't hear what he said?
What you gonna do when you get out of jail?
I'm gonna have some fun.
Hey.
What do you consider fun? Fun. Natural fun. I'm gonna go with Tom Collins, cuz.
I can't even. Okay.
See.
See, final answer?
Tom Collins, it just sounds like a drink.
Let's see what you got. Damn!
Oh,
$500 nigga, I'm up.
Hey,
500 bucks, nigga, I'm up.
Nigga, I'm up. Hey, okay, now we, you know what? Hey, look, man, you're one of my idols. I love you to death, but honestly,
but you're not gonna pay me. Damn, no, I just don't
want you to get this last question right. Snoop, the cows must be eating the weed because the stakes have never been higher.
Oh,
now,
I
you
love
gotta,
that
you
line,
gotta,
nigga. That was gangster. That line was gangster. That was a ball. Hold it down. Hold it down. Hold it down. Hold it down.
Hold it down. Hold it down. Snoop, we got $1,000 on the line. Are you ready to win yourself $1,000 worth of dumb money?
Easy.
Let's do it, Snoop. For $1,000, used as a relaxant. Oh my God. The drug diazepam. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Has the trademark name. Is it A, Valium? Is it B, Valentine? Is it C, Vanadium? Is it D, Vaseline?
I don't like this answer.
D and Vaseline don't sound right. D and Vaseline.
They made sure they put that there. They made sure they put that there. That's what it was for.
If that ain't what we want.
That's what it was for.
That just didn't fit.
Use as a relaxant.
Hilarious.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
Come on now.
I think that used as a relaxant, the drug diazepam has what trademark name?
Mm-hmm. Is it A, Valium? Is it B, Valentine? Is it C, Vanadium? Is it D, Vaseline? Which Pip knows all about.
Is that? Is anybody?
Pip, what's the ingredients in Vaseline?
Alligator.
It's alligator skin.
Well, I know for a fact that it's not Vaseline because you don't relax.
They tell black people not to use Vaseline. Why is that? What's up
petroleum
with that?
In
petroleum jelly.
What does that do?
I mean, it's petroleum.
Yeah, it is.
I'm not.
Why the fuck wouldn't nobody ever
like
tell me this?
Gas, it's petroleum.
We gotta wait till now for somebody to tell me this shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's definitely not. It's not Vaseline because Vaseline doesn't relax you.
Okay.
Valentine. Definitely, you're not relaxed because you're buying all kind of gifts and shit, running around buying cards and candy and shit, and you come home and she ain't bought you shit.
Right. That's my shit.
That definitely ain't no relaxing. Vanadium, I don't even know who the fuck he is.
You said it like that.
Vanadium? Vanadium, because stadium is diem.
Vanadium.
Okay, well, Vanadium, nigga. Vanadium Stadium.
I don't know.
Vanadium Stadium.
I don't say aluminium either. Go ahead, do your thing.
Vanadium. My enunciation is enunciation.
Vanadium is.
That leaves one answer that I know that relaxes you because I got certain members of my family that used to pop Valium.
Me personally, I thought Valium hypes you up. I thought that makes you hyper.
You did?
Well, I don't do drugs.
I'm definitely like calling my people.
Well, I'm saying I know motherfuckers in my family used to take them motherfuckers the next day. That nigga be like this.
And they cheer the fuck out?
Yeah.
Nigga, one, hook me up with your people. Two, I did not know that.
Yeah, but I don't know what vanadium is. And I'm trying to figure it out.
That's the stuff from Black Panther that they,
you stupid. They were getting vanadium from Wakanda.
They was right.
All of the answers is V's, too. What the fuck is going on with this last shit?
Yeah, right? Trying to fuck you up.
Some of this shit don't even supposed to be there. They just said, what else got to be in it? Valentine.
$1,000. Use as a relaxant, the drug,
can try to trick you.
Normal dialect. Nigga, you better slow down when you
I'm
read
trying.
That shit.
I'm really trying. This is a struggle for me.
Diazepam.
There you thank that.
That was smooth.
I think that the answer will be Alex for my last answer. I'll select A, Valium. Not spelled like we spell volume on the radio.
Turn your radio down.
Turn your radio down. A Valium. That's what you're going with.
My final answer is Valium.
God damn. Final answer. Let's see what you got. Down!
He got that motherfucker. He got that motherfucker now.
He did get that motherfucker now. That's goddamn. That look, that's $1,000.
Hey,
own
shit. I got a G.
Yo,
I got a G. Yeah. I got a G
because
I am a G.
Oh,
I got a G.
What?
I got a G.
I got a G.
I got a G. I got a G. I got a G because I am a G.
Yeah. Snoop Triple OG.
He's a G. He got a G.
He's pretty good.
Because he is a G.
Triple G.
Yo, see, y'all making me use my genius.
You gotta flaunt that everywhere you
go. You
know
me? Because I was told that, you know, some motherfucker told me once upon a time, they was like, nigga, you a you a certified genius, right? Or whatever they say.
Your that's
IQ,
what they say.
Like your IQ is like some shit, you know?
Mm-hmm. It's a way up high.
But we don't know where to find that information. It ain't like they got a book with me and you can go be like, look that shit up and see what T-Pain IQ is.
Absolutely, exactly.
So y'all and just proved that my IQ is what it
you
is.
You did your thing. And sometimes when you do go look that up, it's not what you want it to be. So I would just say, ignore that fucking number. That's not what you want.
You excel in many areas.
Oh, man. I gotta ask. Snoop, did you have a good time?
No.
Okay.
I had a fucking great time, nigga.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the number one radio podcast. Give it up for Snoop Dogg. Yeah, bitch, we gonna be back. I promise to God. Podcast One keeps giving us money. We keep inviting niggas here and paying back, keep making drinks. We will be back next week. You pieces of shit. Fuck y'all, nigga.
Who doesn't love a classic chocolate chip cookie? Famous Amos has been making them since the 70s, 1975 to be exact, with semi-sweet chocolate chips and a satisfying crunch. It's everything classic in one bite-sized cookie, and fans couldn't get enough. That's right. You'll find our original recipe, the one you know and love, in every bag of Famous Amos original chocolate chip cookies. Find Famous Amos anywhere you buy your favorite snacks.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than a life policy. It's about the promise and the responsibility that comes with being a new parent. Being there day and night, and building a plan for tomorrow, today. For the ones you'll always look out for, trust Amica Life Insurance. Amica, empathy is our best policy.